picks up his third foul. He is the first player with three fouls on either side. And Julian Martinez Gray comes off the bench. He'll replace him after the first free throw from Winawiki. Seven fouls for Fenville, and three of them belong to Nolan. The bonus light is on, but this is a two-shot shooting foul for Winawiki. Coming off a season-high 31 against Bangor. He hits the front end of the two-shot foul. He has 7 tonight. Indians by 5, 27-22. Now the substitutions. Nolan sits down for Martinez Gregg. And Phillips is replaced by Anschutz for Saugata. Second free throw coming for Winawiki. Good. Indians 6-for-7 at the stripe tonight. And we'll get a 30-second timeout. And we will take a 30-second timeout as well. 2:07 to go, first half, our score. Saugatuck 28, Fenville 22. It's boys basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
The Saugatuck Indians and the Fenville Blackhawks doing battle in a makeup game. We'll have two Saugatuck games for you tomorrow night as the Marcellus Wildcats come calling. We'll have the game for you on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com beginning at 5:10. After the timeout, called by Saugatuck, here's Sabe on the breaking the press into the lane. Short jumper rings off. Rebound. And Schutz can't save it. It goes out of bounds to Fenville. So it's the Indians replace Dunn with Weber with 1:57 to go. Lob in for the two-fouled Overizer. Top of the circle. Over Ferrara. Jumper. Got it inside the arc. Overizer with 10 of the 24 for Fenville. Indians by 4. Steal on the other side for the Blackhawks. All in the front court. Martinez Gregg trying to spur down the other number 15. That is Anschutz. Puts it up. Puts it in. Martinez Gregg with 4. 28-26. We've had two ties. No lead changes in this one. Front court, Wes Weber. On the right side. For Anschutz. Alex kicks it back to Weber between the rings. Left side, Segovia. To Ferrara. Jumper from inside the arc is good. Tristan Ferrara with 4. Indians regain a 4-point margin, 30-26, with a minute 5 to go in the first half. Sabe over the timeline. CJ with the dribble, man-to-man defense, Saugatuck. Both teams have been man-to-man throughout the contest. And we have a foul away from the ball. Down goes Overizer, and the foul will be on Ferrara. That's second for Tristan as he blows through the screen. And Ferrara will sit down for Shishagwe with 55 seconds to go in the first half. Here's the lob in to Overizer. Over Shishagwe shot. No, he gets his own rebound. Puts the second one up. No, deflected into the hands of Segovia for Saugatuck. Quickly the other way is Wes Weber. 42 seconds. Shishagwe left side. Winawiki triple from the left side. Rings out. Rebound deflected into the hands of Segovia. Offensive board Saugatuck. Winawiki pulls it to midcourt. Trying to shake and bake on Sabe. Foul line jumper. Got it. Winawiki with 10. Indians by 6. 32-26. And we'll get a timeout called by Fenville. Joe Rodriguez calls his first. And we have a full 1 minute timeout with 22 seconds to go in the second quarter. Let's take a full 1 minute timeout, shall we? As you're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
If you love sports, food, and beer, head to Spectator Sports Bar and Spectators University. Saugatuck, exit 41, just off I-196. You can't miss it. Bring your friends for nonstop sports action and nonstop fun. Spectator Sports Bar and Grill has more than 25 TVs, so you won't miss a game. And while you're enjoying your favorite sports events at Spectators, you'll love the food. Log on to spectatorsrestaurant.com and check out their complete menu.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
22 seconds to go in the first half after the Fenville timeout. Pressure, full court, backcourt for Saugatuck. Bradley for the Blackhawks. to Martinez. Griggs will walk it over the timeline with 12 seconds to go in the half. Griggs pulls it back out now for Bradley. Right side, Savay. Savay drives to the foul line, left side, loses the dribble. Deflected back into the backcourt. They call it over and back. Turnover, Fenville. That is their 10th. 1.7 seconds to go in the first half. Tom Keyes in a foot onto the floor to get shout-out instructions. Segovia to the inbounds, I should say, to Anschutz, and he takes the half-court shot off of the backboard. And we're through one half of play. Sargentec has led throughout twice. Fenville has come back to tie. But after 16 minutes of play, our score is Sargentec 32 and Fenville 26. We'll take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Sargentec High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Time at Sargentec High School. Boys basketball first, girls second. It's the doubleheader against Fenville. And Sargentec leads at 32-26, leading twice in the first quarter by 7, only to see Fenville tie the score twice in that opening 8 minutes. Sargentec took the lead on a Wes Weber jumper in the final 20 seconds. And after one more tie, we have had Sargentec leading again by 6 points now, 32-26. Let's run through the scoring. First of all, for the Blackhawks, Aaron Overizer with 10 points, 5 points each for C.J. Sabay and Derek Bradley, 4 points for Julian Martinez-Gregg, and 2 for Mitchell Leonard. The Fenville Blackhawks have had 10 turnovers. 3 have been cashed in for baskets by Sargentec, and the Blackhawks are 2 for 6 from the free throw line. For Sargentec, a dozen points for Wes Weber, 10 for Mike Winowicki, 6 for Blake Dunn, and 4 for Tristan Ferrara. The Blackhawks have had 5 turnovers. 2 have been cashed in for points and baskets by Fenville. And Sargentec is 6-7 from the free throw line. So at the half, our score is Sargentec 32 and Fenville 26. Let's take a 2-minute break, shall we? You're listening to Sargentec High Basketball. It's halftime of the boys' game against Fenville on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
It takes a total team effort to be successful in any game. Randy's Carpet Care has a team of professionals ready to provide you with the service you deserve. Voted best carpet cleaner in the Best of West Michigan poll, Randy's Carpet Care provides top quality work at a reasonable price with your satisfaction guaranteed. Call Randy's Carpet Care at 392-1400 for all your carpet and upholstery cleaning. That's Randy's Carpet Care. Call 392-1400 and join the winning team.
If you love sports, food, and beer, head to Spectator Sports Bar and Spectators University. Sagatuck, exit 41, just off I-196. You can't miss it. Bring your friends for nonstop sports action and nonstop fun. Spectator Sports Bar and Grill has more than 25 TVs, so you won't miss a game. And while you're enjoying your favorite sports events at Spectators, you'll love the food. Log on to spectatorsrestaurant.com and check out their complete menu.
Sargentec High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Halftime of the boys' game between Fenville and Sargentec, and Sargentec leads at 32-26, behind 12 points from Wes Weber and 10 from Mike Winowicki. 10 points for Aaron Overizer, leading the visiting Blackhawks. Good to see Russ Doan in the building tonight. Russ heard our broadcast this past Friday night. We said that we were going to be here for the twin bill tonight, and Russ said, hey, I'll make it down. I can do that. So Russ Doan is reestablishing pleasantries with many of the people here at Sargentec High. We are at halftime with our score, Sargentec 32 and Fenville 26. Let's take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Sargentec High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Sargentec High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
We saw Superintendent Rolf Timmerman in the building. He actually has to be in the building tonight. He was watching some of the early activities before he and the members of the Sargentec Board of Education retired to the library area for their monthly meeting tonight. This is, of course, a makeup doubleheader between the Indians and the Blackhawks. The girls will play momentarily and following this boys' game. And the Indians are already back on the floor with Coach Tom Kazin about ready to re-emerge from the locker room. He's huddling with assistant coach Ron Winowicki to go over some final strategies while the players are loosening up. Meanwhile, Joe Martinez is still talking with his Blackhawks with the team talk at halftime, with Saugatuck leading at 32-26 here at Saugatuck High School. It's a very sparse schedule of high school basketball along the Lakeshore and in the SAC. This is the only game involving SAC schools tonight. It is the makeup game. There's also a makeup double dip, although at different venues between East Grand Rapids and Holland Christian. The boys are playing over at the Holland Civic Center, and the girls are doing battle over in East Grand Rapids. Full slate tomorrow, and of course we'll have the Marcellus and Fentonville doubleheader. Boys first, girls second. We'll be on the air at 5:10 tomorrow night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Meanwhile, Greg Chandler will be making the trip over to Zeeland West for the Ducks game against visiting West Catholic. It'll be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Boys basketball action at 6:40. Fentonville Blackhawks back on the court. We'll be getting the second half underway in a moment. Saugatuck 32, Fentonville 26. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
The art store at Frist Office Outfitters has the greatest selection of supplies for the painter, sculptor, sketcher, drafter, and framer of any store in West Michigan. Frist stocks hundreds of paints, clays, pencils, drafting, art, office, and school supplies, and they frame and mat your favorite artwork. From beginner to professional, Frist has what you need to complete your projects. And check out Frist downtown as art supplies are added to this location. The art store at Frist Office Outfitters, 109 River Avenue in Holland.
The Gabon Super Value family invites you to check out their new addition, Village Hobbies and Games. It's right across the parking lot. Village Hobbies and Games features fun for the family, including top-selling tabletop games like Magic the Gathering and HeroClix. You can even play your favorite games right there, free of charge. Village Hobbies and Games has lots of remote control cars, helicopters, quadcopters, planes, and boats. They also sell parts, and they service remote controls. Village Hobbies and Games, Center Street in Douglas, where fun happens.
Both teams now ready to break the huddles and get ready to start second half action here at Saugatuck High School, where the homestanding Indians lead Fentonville in boys play 32-26. Indians in their home whites with royal blue numerals outlined in orange, royal blue and orange trim. They'll be moving left to right to left in the second half. Fentonville in the road orange uniforms, white numerals outlined in black, white and black trim. They'll get the ball to start the second half on the alternating possession rule. Derek Bradley will inbound to C.J. Sabay. Mitchell Leonard, along with Tyrus Grigg, getting the call. With Aaron Oberheiser as the other three. Grigg starting in the second half in place of Ryan Nolan, who started the game, but he has three fouls. The only player with three fouls either way. Indians with their starting five, plus Weber, Joe Kaczowski, Mike Winowicki, Blake Dunn, and Tristan Ferrara. Top of the circle jumper to start off the second half by Derek Bradley. Deflected rebound in the hands of Mitchell Leonard. Back for Fentonville as they get another offensive rebound. They'll swing it to Sabay. Between the rings, Saugatuck in the man-to-man. He shakes off of Winowicki. He pulls up for the baseline. Foul line jumper is good. CJ with seven. The margin is four, 32-28. Front court is Winowicki to Dunn. Both teams like to play the up-tempo, and the scoreboard and the play has dictated it. Front court, Wes Weber. Right side trying to work on Bradley. He's got about a six-inch size advantage on him. Dunn. Winowicki between the circles. Mike will dribble to the left side, pulls it back for Dunn. Blake doing the weave with Webert to Winowicki. Saugatuck being patient, trying to see a crack in that defense for Fentonville. There's Webert, loses the dribble, turnover against Saugatuck. Back the other way comes Derek Bradley, who got the steal. He passes it over now to Overizer, but he got his pocket picked by Ferrara. Saugatuck gets swap the turnovers. Here's Blake Dunn on the drive. Reverse layup. Come on. Off of the window. Blake Dunn with eight. Saugatuck cashes on the Fentonville cough-up. Fourth time they've done that tonight. 34-28. Saugatuck with a six-point lead. 6:25 to go third quarter. And as Kaczowski tries to steal away from Overizer, he gets the foul. He's the first Indian with three fouls. So Joe Kaczowski, a scuffle a little bit this season. Tom Kaysen going to hold on with a senior out there despite the three fouls. Joe, the 6'4 senior. Fentonville inbound next to the scorer's table across the way. Sabay over the timeline with the lock. Right side for Tyus Grigg. Between the rings, Overizer. Left side for Sabay. Around Dunn. Puts up one-hander and in. DJ with nine. His season high is 14. 34-30. Saugatuck with the lead. And Fenville with the, Saugatuck with the lead in the basketball. Here's Winnowicki to the foul line. Skids it to Dunn. Triple from the left side. Got it from the left side. Blake Dunn with 11. Saugatuck's lead is 7 again. 37-30. That equals their largest margin of the game. They've never trailed. We've had two ties. Overheiser, top of the circle, jumper. Front of the rim, does it get a bounce? No, Dunn gets the rebound. He got shoved by Savay as he got the board. CJ collects his first foul and the first for the Blackhawks in the second half. Blackhawks want to put some pressure. Blake Dunn's got it. Trying to work on Savay, the freshman guard. Over the timeline. Doesn't play like a freshman. Being the coach's son helps. Left side, Winnowicki gets a pick from Koszulski. Joe, low post left, backs in on Overheiser and pulls his way to the basket. First two for Joe Koszulski. Indians by nine, 39-30, their largest lead of the game. 5:14 to go, first, third quarter. Overheiser between the rings, Koszulski on him. He's playing with three fouls, is Joe. Left side, Savay. In now for Mitchell Leonard. Over Parra and good. Mitchell Leonard with four. That stops a five-point Saugatuck run, 39-32. Saugatuck by seven. Front court, Weber. His pass through Koszulski, but Joe's got it to wide open Parra, who lays it up and in. Tristan with six. Indians again by nine at 41-32. Front court, Savay. Tyus Grigg, foul line extended left. To Overheiser between the rings, trying to work on the Saugatuck man-to-man. Savay, right side, trying to dribble around Winnowicki. Has to pull it back up. Mike staying on him. Savay. CJ, right side for Bradley. Trying to work on Dunn. Tyus Grigg, he's got Weber on him. Right side for Bradley. Derek to the foul line, into the lane, through two defenders, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Ferrara. And he gets the ball away from Overheiser. Quickly in the front court for Winnowicki. To an open Weber and it bounced off his hands. Turnover, Saugatuck. That is their seventh. That was a gimme basket underneath it. And Weber had the hands aboard on that one. Front court, Savay. Inside the circle. Jumper. Got it. DJ with six in the quarter and 11 in the game. Keeping the Blackhawks in it. Third time Fenville's cashed in on a Saugatuck cough-up. To 41-34. Triple Winnowicki left side. Swing. Music for Michael. 13 for Winnowicki. Indians by 10. 44-34. Their largest lead of the game. 3:21 to go. Rigged for third quarter. Right side Grigg working on Weber. Pulls it back to Overheiser. Triple on the right side. Back of the rim. Long rebound. Controlled by Winnowicki. Mike gets pushed by Savay and gets fouled at midcourt by CJ. Second foul in the quarter, in the half, and in the game for Savay and the Blackhawks. Tristan Ferrara sits down. Joe Shishagway replaces him. Derek Bradley is being replaced. And striding out is Julian Martinez Grigg. So both Griggs are out there, Tyus and Julian Martinez Grigg. Front court is done. To Winnowicki, right side, trying to work on Mitchell Leonard. Bounces in for Koszulski, deflected out of his hands. Turnover. Fenville on a two. Here is Overheiser. Drives, fouled by Weber. He'll go to the line as he misses the driving layup. First foul of the game for West, only the second and a half for Saugatuck, but it puts Overheiser on the line, and Aaron is going for the free throws for the first time tonight. Joe Martinez is asking some questions of the official, saying what about some sort of thing in the way the game went on. Still in discussion as Overheiser hits the front end of the two-shot foul. Aaron with 11 equals Savay for game scoring honors for the Blackhawks. 44-35, Indians by 9. One more coming for the right-handed shooting Overheiser. As we said, one-man wrecking crew last year against Saugatuck. Give him a dozen now. 44-36. Saugatuck leads by 8. Fenville wants to pick up the pressure at half court. Blake Dunn sees it, dribbles it over the timeline quickly. Peels back the pressure. Plays catch with Weber. Dunn surveying the scene as a quarterback should. He was for the Indians in 10 football games this year. To Weber, right side. Stops, pass to Koszalski. Joey picks up the dribble, needs help, gets in Shishagwe. Shishagwe in the lane, off balance shot. Nobody felt contact, so he put it up to draw shot, draw shooting foul. Julian Martinez, Greg picks up his second, third on the Hawks. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck by 8, 44-36. And Joe Shishagwe at the line for his first free throws of the night. Had a couple of points Friday night against Bangor. He'll drop the first of the two. Indians, 7 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Second one for Joe. The 6'2 senior, foul line left. Right, a left-handed shot. He's a southpaw. Drop them both. First 2 points of the night for Shishagwe. Indians by 10 again, 46-36, equaling the biggest lead of the game. Sebae over the timeline for Fenville. CJ trying to dribble right, now goes and left of the lane, scoops it for Wesley Leonard, out of bounds off of Shishagwe. Fenville keeps the ball. Of course, when you mentioned Leonard and Fenville, they're selling the Never Forgotten T-shirts below us for Mitchell's older brother. In memory of Mitchell's older brother. Inbound goes into Martinez. Greg, he misses the bunny. Back the other way, Weber. For Shishagwe, drives, misses. Rebound, patent, tapped up. No good by Winnowicki, but the ball bounces back to Joe Shishagwe. He makes amends and scores the basket. 4 for Joe, and the Indians now lead by a dozen, 48-36. Sebae, winner, top of the circle for 3. His brother could hit that shot. West can hit that shot. I mean, Mitchell can win it as well. No good. Rebound offensive by Tyus Gregg. Third crack by Mitchell Leonard. Nobody draws contact in the foul. If something has been a problem for the Indians all season long, it's defensive rebounding, and it's again biting them in the posterior. Should be Weber's foul. Mitchell Leonard goes foul line. It's only one on Mitch. Should be two on Mitchell. And then Weber. So Mitchell Leonard at the line. He missed the first free throw in the first half, trying to get a 3-point play. He makes the front end of the 2-shot foul here. Tyus Gregg sits down. Ryan Nolan with 3 fouls comes in for Fenville. Blake Dunn takes a break. He's replaced by Alex Segovia for Saugatuck. Mitchell Leonard's second one coming. Takes him cleanly. And now he has 4 points. Indians again by 10, 48-38. Minute 31 to go, first half. Weber over the timeline for Saugatuck. Right side, Winnowicki. Man-to-man defense. Shishagwe, high post right jumper. Got it. Joe with 6. That is a season high for Joe. And the Indians by a dozen, 50-38. Three-quarter court pressure broken with a front court pass to Martinez Gregg. Julian with a scoop. Deflected into the hands of Sebae. To Nolan, fakes the shot, drives into the lane, blocked from behind by Weber, out of bounds. It'll stay Fenville basketball. Weber with a very good block from behind. Normally when you try to block from behind, you're going to get a foul, but Weber had good body control on that one. Mitchell Leonard will inbound for Fenville. Looking, finds Overizer, right baseline, trying to go on. Koszalski. Koszalski's playing with 3 fouls, by the way. And Weber steps in front of a pass. Weber gets around Sebae. It's dumped down by Sebae. CJ commits the foul to prevent the turnover becoming a basket. But CJ Sebae, who has 11 points, has now committed his 3rd foul of the game. So Wes Weber, who is 4 for 4 from the stripe, had 12 points all in the first half. He'll be at the line for a couple. Sink the first. Justin Ferrara returns. He'll take over working on Overizer from Koszalski. And Sebae with 3 fouls will sit down. Derek Bradley replaces him for the Blackhawks. Second free throw coming for Wes Weber. Trying to give Saugatuck a 14-point lead. And does. Second one does get the drop. 52-38. Saugatuck by 14, and they got full court pressure. Ryan Nolan is still in the backcourt. Mitchell Leonard and Joe Rodriguez will call a Michigan Tile timeout. Winner's Ale, stop in at Michigan Tile. We have a 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it right here with Saugatuck leading at 52-38. Girls will be playing following this game, and then we'll have a doubleheader for you tomorrow night as Saugatuck will take on the Marcellus Wildcats in the regularly scheduled twin bill here at Saugatuck High School. We'll be on the air at 5:10. Boys play first, girls play second. And as Tom Kazin told me before the game, he's kind of glad that it'll be the last time the boys will have to play the JV date time game. As the entire SAC who plays boys-girls doubleheaders, and they, for the most part, they are getting mostly boys-girls doubleheaders this year, are doing what they normally do since we've had girls basketball go back into the winter season, in that they'll play the first half of the season with the boys or the girls first and the boys second. Then they'll swing it back to the other side and reverse it for the final half of the regular season. So that'll be the case. Timeout is over. Joe Rodriguez talk to his team. The inbound goes to Julian Martinez-Gregg. To a wide-open Bradley. Reverse layup. Back of the rim. Gets the bounce in. Martinez-Gregg with six. Indians by a dozen. 52-40. Half a minute to go. Third quarter. Webbert over the timeline. Wes trying to get a pick around Nolan to Winnowicki. Drives right baseline and scores. Michael with five in the quarter and 15 in the game. And then we have an inbound situation. They touch the baseline. Did Derek Bradley. Turnover number 13 for Fenville. Saugatuck has only scored on four of those turnovers. Webbert's trying to make it five. Does. He got the inbound pass inside the left arc and scored. 56-40. 7 seconds left. Pressure in the backcourt. Mitchell Leonard to Martinez-Gregg. He'll dribble over the timeline. They go half court shot at the buzzer and gets it. So Martinez-Gregg hits the tray and the buzzer to end the third quarter to cut the margin to 56-43. Can Fenville use that as momentum? We will see. 8 minutes to play. Saugatuck 56, Fenville 42. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van at 92.7TheVan.com. We'll begin the fourth quarter. Saugatuck 56, Fenville 43, but it was the triple by Julian Martinez-Gregg from the left side at half court, banked it in to cut the margin down to 13. Can Fenville use that as momentum? Dunn and Webbert as Saugatuck will inbound the ball. Plays catch on the right side. In for Winnowicki. Off of the glass and in. Winnowicki with 17. The Indians lead by 15, 58-43. Still pressure in the backcourt. Nolan through two players to Gregg. Top of the circle, Trey. Got it. Julian Martinez-Gregg with now a dozen in the game. That's a season high. 58-46. Saugatuck by a dozen. Here is Ferrara to Winnowicki. Right side, Ferrara. Inside the arc, pulls it back, Winnowicki. Saugatuck's coach, Tom Kazin, standing up in the blue sweater, telling his team, let's run the motion offense. Webbert, between the rings, done. Webbert, foul line extended right. Ferrara hands it back to Webbert. Webbert in the lane. Scoops one hand. No draws. Contact foul. And he'll go to the line for two. The foul is on Derek Bradley, his first, fifth now for the Blackhawks. Joe Koshelski playing on three fouls, ready to come back in. Foul line left for Weber, first of two. Dropped the first. He is 7 for 7 at the line and 17 points in the game. Shagway sits down for Koshelski for Saugatuck. Saugatuck is 11 of 12 free throw shooting tonight. Weber drops them both with the minimalist of effort. Saugatuck by 14, 60-46. We played a minute of the fourth quarter. Martinez-Gregg over the timeline for Nolan. He drives around Koshelski and scores. Ryan Nolan is first 2 points, 60-48. Steal in the backcourt, no. Mitchell Leonard touched the sideline, says the official, and Saugatuck will maintain possession. 13 turnovers for Fenville. 5 have been capitalized for baskets. Saugatuck have 8 turnovers. 3 have been turned into baskets for Fenville, or 2 points in the case of a free throw. Here's Winnowicki, triple right side, side of the rim, no. Rebound offensive, Wes Weber, left side for Koszelski between the rings, Winnowicki. Justin Ferrara signaling out to Winnowicki. He's ready on the right side, but Winnowicki goes left. He'll pull up for the triple left side, off balance, no. Rebound grabbed off by Ryan Nolan for Fenville. Front court, Mitchell Leonard. In for Overizer, drive, reverse layup, no. Rebound, Koszelski. He drove right baseline, did Overizer. Outlets out now for Ferrara. Webert to Dunn. Blake Dunn with Webert. Doing the weave outside the circle with Winnowicki. Webert. Winnowicki. Left side, dribbles right into the lane. Kicks it right side to Koszelski. Jumper from the right side. No, rebound deflected into the hands of Overizer. 60-48, Saugatuck with the lead, 5:43 to go in regulation. Saugatuck with the defense now, trying to get their 8th win of the season. Both teams 7-1 and 3-0 in the Sac North in this early, in this midseason almost, showdown. Makeup of a doubleheader that was to be played back in December. Girls will play afterwards, and we'll have that game for you here on 92.7 The Van. Nolan triple right side, front of the rim, no. Rebound snatched off by Winnowicki. He wants to run, he's got a 3-on-2. A little problems with the dribble, but he gets control of it, takes a shot, no. Offensive rebound, Winnowicki puts it up, and then he draws contact with a foul. Winnowicki with 19. The foul on Mitchell Leonard, that's 2 on Mitch, and 6 now on the Blackhawks. The bonus light will go on after Winnowicki shoots the old-school three-point play. And we will get a Michigan Tile timeout. Winter sale stop in at Michigan Tile. 30-second timeout will be called by Tom Kazin. His second timeout. He has 130 and 260s left in his pocket. And he wants to talk things over with the Indians leading by 14 at 62-48. I want to remind you, we have Hope College basketball coming your way on Wednesday night as the Flying Dutch men are in the middle of the mitten to take on the Alma Scots, trying to continue their winning ways after disposing of Olivet on Saturday. You'll hear the Flying Dutchmen and the Scots with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince Wednesday night, 7:10 broadcast time on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. So as both teams are back out onto the floor, Winnowicki will shoot the one free throw. He has Ferrara and Koszelski, Webert and Alex Scobie on the floor to join him. Overizer and Bradley, Martinez, Gregg, and Leonard. Sabe, the 5 on the floor for the Blackhawks. Mike Winnowicki is 3-for-3 from the stripe. 20 points in the game. The Indians lead is 17 at 63-48. There's 15, I should say, at 63-48. And we are going to get a foul on Alex Agobi. A little too close to Martinez Gregg. Martinez Gregg was dribbling into the left front court on the left side. And for Alex's first foul, only the third on Saugatuck in the second half. Sabe will reset the offense for the Blackhawks. Right side, scoops wild. Rebound, Ferrara Saugatuck. Webert quickly into the front court. Underneath for Koszelski was open. They were drawing the defenders to Webert, and Koszelski broke free, and he's got 4 points. 65-48, the Indians by 17. Koszelski now with 4 equals a season high. He's done it twice against Goebbels and Tri-Unity Christian. Here is, on the other side, Aaron Overizer got around Koszelski and laid it up and in. And on the other side is Segovia. He tries to go on Julian Martinez Gregg, and Martinez Gregg fouls him hard. For Julian, his third, the bonus light is on. And so the Indians will be shooting free throws with 4:27 to go in the regulation and leading by 15, 65-50. Some might say outside of the East Grand Rapids and the Tri-Unity Games at the Cornerstone Holiday Tournament. This is the toughest test Saugatuck has had all season. And so far, they're passing it. Alex is on the board with his first free throw. Indians by 15. 14 for 15 free throw line. The second one is missed, though. After we mentioned that, Mitchell Leonard gets the rebound, but loses it to Tristan Ferrara, and then fouls Ferrara as he tried to scoop it in. So a turnover and a foul on Mitchell Leonard. And Saugatuck, who has already gotten 10 points off of cough-ups from Fenville, will try to make it 12 if Ferrara, who has 6 points in the game, can do something about one and one. Or two-shot foul. He bricks the first, though. Ryan Nolan returns. He's playing with three fouls, replacing Leonard, who gets a break. But Fenville will need number 42 back in the lineup shortly. Does a lot of the good things underneath. Good defender. Second one coming for Ferrara. He misses it. Saugatuck's missed its last three after hitting 14 of its first 15. Back the other way comes Martinez. Craig, triple right side. No, rebound deflected in the hands of Nolan. Plays catch in the right corner with Bradley. Now goes to the foul line. Throws it and is intercepted by Segovia. Drives and scores. Segovia steals and scores. Give him three. And the Indians' lead is 18 at 68-50. Their biggest of the game with 3:52 to go in regulation. Overeiser back the other way. Misses the short one, but he gets the rebound back. Loses underneath for Webert. Turnovers Fenville. That is their 16th. Webert over the timeline. Good steal by West underneath as Overeiser is trying to get the put back up. Webert will keep the dribble and walk into the middle of the court. Saugatuck in no hurry to run the offense right now, although they've been in a hurry all game. Segovia, left side for Winnowicki. Fenville needing to go out and try to get the Saugatuck Indians. They're down by 18 with 3:15 to go. Webert at midcourt. He'll be met there by Bradley, still with the dribble. Webert at 6'6", has Bradley about 5 inches. Dishes underneath for Koshelski, puts it up, no. Partially blocked, rebound, Ryan Nolan for Fenville. He'll bring it over the timeline. Looks a little like Leighton Baines of Everton, who played football at the Albion today. And then an air break by Overeiser, and it's out of bounds to Saugatuck. If I were to tell Tom Kazin I was watching a game at the Albion, and he would have had his ears perked up because his son played so well in a win over Hope last Wednesday. But that is at Albion College, not West Bromwich Albion, as it is in the Barclays Premier League. Inbounds after the air break. Saugatuck, Winnowicki loses the dribble and loses the ball. Ninth turnover against Saugatuck. Back the other way, Mitchell Leonard. Inside the arc, he'll take a jumper. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, Winnowicki. Winnowicki being battled by Overeiser. And Overeiser wins the battle. Fenville with the basketball. No. Triple try. Nolan got it. Ryan with five all in this quarter. The margin is 15 at 68-53, but time is against the Blackhawks now. 68-53 with 2:23 to go in regulation. Saugatuck with the ball in the lead. Dunn back in for Saugatuck with Weber, who has the basketball. Segovia, Koshelski, and Winnowicki. Nolan trying to work on Weber, but Weber wants to play, dribble the basketball, burn off some clock. And that's exactly what Tom Kazin wants to do right now. Weber at midcourt. Webert with the dribble. Webert in the lane. Dishes it to Segovia. Off-balance shot. No, he was intimidated, but he stripped the ball away from Segovia, Overeiser. Segovia with the steal. Here is Winnowicki. Off-balance. Got it in. Winnowicki with 7 1/4, 22 in the game. Indians by 17 at 70-53. Minute 36 to go on this one. Nolan dribbles it left side. Between the rings, Overeiser trying to work on Koshelski, who's done a good job defensively. But this time, it was Overeiser won the battle. 4 1/4 and 16 in the game for Aaron. 70-55 as Overeiser gets a one-hander in the lane. Dunn back the other way. Dishes it to an open Segovia, but Alex does not take the shot. Pulls it back for Webert. Minute to go. Saugatuck on their way to their 8th win of the season in 9 games. Dunn to Winnowicki. Winnowicki working on Ryan Nolan. Blake Dunn. Around Nolan. Dunn. Pulls it for Webert. Webert left side. Kicks it back to Kaszelski. And knowing that Kaszelski is not a great shooter, Overheiser immediately fouls him. Third foul on Overheiser. Last of the 1-1 for Fenville. So with 44 seconds, I should say, left to go in regulation, Joey Kaszelski, who has equaled the season high with 4 points tonight, will go foul line left. Joe Rodriguez seeing the scoreboard at 15 down. Kaszelski misses the free throw. Soccer Ducks missed their last four free throws. 37 seconds to go in the game. Nolan. Mitchell Leonard between the rings trying to work out Weber. Takes him to the basket and scores. Mitchell Leonard with eight. 70-57. Saugatuck with the lead. Final 25 seconds. Front court. Winnowicki. Saugatuck will like to run the rest of the clock out. Winnowicki will be fouled by either Nolan or Leonard. It'll be Nolan. Ryan's fourth. So two free throws the rest of the way through. And Joe Rodriguez will empty the bench for the final 18 seconds. Winnowicki at the foul line left. He's 3-for-3 from the free throw line and 7 points in the quarter, 22 in the game. We'll hear from Coach Tom Kaysen when this one is over. First one drops from Winnowicki. And now the wholesale substitutions for Fenville. Eric Amborski along with Preston Brewer. Vince Lungaro, along with Austin Barnes, and one more sub. We'll get it for in a minute. Second one good for Winnowicki. 72-57. Winnowicki will sit down. Robert Lydiard is the fifth player in for Fenville for the last 17 seconds. Front court, Robert Lydiard for the Blackhawks. A little high of a dribble. Weber picks his pocket, gets the ball from Segovia, and he's pushed by Austin Barnes before he can get to the basket. So Barnes wants to make sure he wasn't going to get a foul. It wasn't going to get an easy bunny. And Weber, with 7 seconds to go, will go foul line left. These two teams will do battle again next month in Fenville. Front end of a two-shot foul. Nobody in the front court for Saugatuck. First of two for Wes. Breaks it. So Saugatuck, which made 14 of the first 15 free throws, has not been too scintillating since. Misses the second, does Weber. 5 seconds left. Rebound for Lydiard. Dribbles into the front court. Lydiard will just dribble the rest of the clock away. So the Saugatuck Indians win their eighth game of the season as they defeat the Fenville Blackhawks by a score of 72-57. Fenville falls to 7-2 on the season and 3-1 in the SAC North. When we come back, we'll look at the numbers. Tom Kaysen will make his way up to talk about the game, and we'll look into the girls' game as well. So let's take a timeout. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The Saugatuck Indians and the Fenville Blackhawks, with fans filing out now to enjoy some refreshments before the girls' game gets going, as the Indians boys take care of Fenville by a final score of 72-57. With two ties in the game, Saugatuck led twice by 7 points early. Only sees Fenville tied as early as 18-all in the early stages of the second quarter before Saugatuck pulled away. Strong third quarter really did end the Blackhawks tonight, and the Indians get the victory, winning here for the first time since, they won here 2 years ago. But Fenville's taking the last meetings here last year, and now Saugatuck has won here tonight. So we're doing some quick statistical work here. As we're waiting for Tom Kaysen to make his way up. And we can give you the numbers now as Coach Kaysen is going to make his way to our broadcast location momentarily as the Saugatuck Indians girls are now loosening up. For the Fenville Blackhawks, who fall to 7-2 and 3-1 in the Sac North. They were led tonight by Aaron Overheiser with 16 points. 12 points for Julian Martinez, Greg. That's a season high for him. 11 points for C.J. Zabe. 8 points for Mitchell Leonard. 5 points each for Ryan Nolan and Derek Bradley. Playing but not scoring, Vince Lungaro, along with Austin Barnes, Robert Lydiard, Tyus Grigg, Eric Imborski, and Preston Brewer. Benville had 17 turnovers that turned into 12 Saugatuck points. And the Blackhawks were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Saugatuck Indians tonight, Mike Winnowicki led the way with 24 points. 18 for Wes Weber, equaling a season high that he set against Goebbels early on. 11 points for Blake Dunn. 6 points each for Joseph Shagway and Tristan Ferrara. For Shagway, that's a season high. 4 points for Joe Koszelski equals a season high. 3 points for Alex Segovia. Playing but not scoring, Alice Anschutz, Austin Phillips. Indians had 9 turnovers, turned into only 6 points for the Blackhawks, though. And the Indians were 16 of 23 from the free throw line. So the Saugatuck Indians with the victory, winning it by a final score of 72-57, will now step aside and have the girls take over as Coach Kevin Tringali, as the Saugatuck Indians girls already out. Wow, Ernie Ramirez is about ready to send his Fenville Blackhawks out to join us. So why don't we get the microphone out from down below. And Tom Kazin has made his way to our broadcast location. Head coach of the Saugatuck Indians, congratulations on a 72-57 victory. A couple of ties, tight game early. You just, to me, looking up here, Tom, your team wore them down as this game went along.
Well, it's like we talked about before, they're a fantastic team, very well coached. Much respect for them. I thought the difference in the game is we had to come out in the third quarter with a lot of intensity, which we did, and we were able to extend at that point.
Both teams up-tempo. They like to run. They like to move the ball quickly, take the shot quickly. Sort of plays a little bit into what Saugatuck wants to do, because when the Indians are at their best, they move the ball quickly and take good shots in a quick, wet manner.
Correct. I love that up-style, tempo style. I thought the issue in the first half, though, is we were taking too many quick shots. We talked about working the ball and trying to get easier shots. One pass, one shot, and that's one thing we try to fix at halftime.
The other thing, another problem we've talked about in the past, again, it reared its ugly head, defensive rebounding.
We got killed on the offensive boards the first half, but I think that Joey Koszewski did an awesome job on Aaron in the second half.
You switched over because you had Ferrara in the first half,
yeah,
against Overheiser.
We had him, and Joey did a great job, kept him off the boards, and I think that was one of the keys in the game right there.
The reason why I think it's a good key of the game, besides the effectiveness, Joe did it when he despite picking up his third foul early in the third quarter.
He was, and I told him, I'm going with you, so you might as well suck it up and go for it. And he did a good job, so I can't be prouder right now of him.
You needed leadership from your seniors. You got it from Weber. You got it from Winnowicki. They got key shots. They handled the ball well.
Yep. Wes stepped up tonight. Mike struggled a little bit, but he came out in the end. Another person that I got to have kudos to is Joe Shishagway. I think he came in and had 8 points off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Play some solid defense. Good team effort. Good game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom Kazin. I did it tonight for the first time. I was keeping track, as I normally do, of turnovers. But I also was keeping track of turnovers when they turn into points. Saugatuck got 10 points off of 12 points off of 17 turnovers by my book against Fenville. Not a bad return, but you'd like to get at least a point per turnover, sort of on an average, isn't it?
Right. I thought our press disrupted them a little bit. I told the kids to be a little bit more passive on the press because we were gambling and they were beating us and getting easy shots. So, yeah, I'd like that to be a lot better. That's something that we'll work on later in the week.
Later in the week, and that's the key, Tom Kazin, because your team is being challenged in a different way tomorrow night. Marcellus will come in, and they're going to give the Indians a good battle with the way their team is, but is perhaps as much of an adversary or even more of an adversary the fact third game in 5 days.
Yep. We talked in the locker room, told them how proud I was of them. Great game, some things we have to fix, but go home, go to bed, because we got to turn around and play tomorrow. Marcellus is going to be a tough task for us.
You would play 3 games in 5 days in the state tournament. It's a little bit of a little bit early for that.
No, it's okay, though. I think we're prepared physically and shape-wise, and looking forward to it tomorrow.
All right, one final thing, and I have to bring this up. The old coach came back. It was nice to see Russ in the building.
You know, Russ is a true friend to me. We talk regularly. He's helping out with girls basketball at Mona Shores, and he asked if he could come down, and I welcomed him to come down and sit on the bench with us. So learned a lot from that man. Totally respect him. In my opinion, he's a legend in high school basketball. So why wouldn't you take advice from him?
He has set the foundation for a program that Tom Kaysen, all due respect, has continued and built upon as we've gone along.
Thank you.
Tom Kaysen, good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Tom Kaysen, head coach of the Saugatuck Indians, after the boys defeat Fenville tonight by a final score of 72-57. When we come back, we will turn our attention to the girls' side as we start looking at the Saugatuck Indians and the Fenville Blackhawks in girls' basketball. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
There's more than one way for kids to take part in high school sports. The MHSAA, in cooperation with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Foundation, will again provide aspiring sports broadcasters and video producers the opportunity to be recognized through the Student Broadcasting Awards. For more information, visit the MAB Foundation website at mishmab.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Holly Rose, our producer, in our studios, my name is Gary Stevens, and we are at halftime of Saugatuck-Fenville basketball. Halftime in terms of games, not of a game. We're in between the boys and the girls' games. The girls are loosening up in front of us, and the boys have already played their game, with the Saugatuck Indians defeating the Blackhawks 72-57 behind 24 points from Mike Winowicki and 18 points from Wes Roberts, 16 points for Aaron Overheiser in a losing cause. So it's Saugatuck and Fenville in girls basketball. When we return, we'll take a look at the Blackhawks as they come in with a report card of 4-6. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. The Fenville Blackhawks under Coach Ernie Ramirez come in tonight with a record of 4-6 overall and 0-3 in the SAC North, continuing some struggling ways in divisional play by falling at Martin on Friday night 49-47. Good third quarter enabled the Blackhawks to get back into the game after they were down at the half 32-24. But in the fourth quarter, Martin outscored their guests by one and one by two. Megan Phillips led the way with 16 points and 10 points for Madeline Van Hau. But numbers are a problem right now for Fenville in terms of getting enough numbers to be able to put up a competing program. And it's been that case for the last few years under some several coaches at Fenville. And Ernie Ramirez is the latest to try to get participation and build a foundation to be able to have a consistent team for the Blackhawks in girls basketball. Last year, Saugatuck and Fenville met three times, split regular season games, winning on the other's home floor, before Saugatuck won in the state districts 48-35. So the Fenville Blackhawks, Phillips and Van Hau are the two that will be leading the way. That 16-point performance by Phillips against Martin. She has had 18 in a game against Bloomingdale. Van Hau, three times this year, season, has scored 10 points in the game. Sydney DeYoung is another player that will be a factor. She's capable of putting points on the board. She had 17 in a game against Bangor. But again, consistent offense and being able to play consistently for 32 minutes is something Ernie Ramirez and his counterpart with Saugatuck, Kevin Tringali, are seeking. Speaking of Kevin Tringali, we'll take a look at his Saugatuck Indians next as we're previewing the girls' game between Saugatuck and Fenville as you're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
The Saugatuck Indians are coming into tonight's game at 6-3 in the SAC North, 2-2. Two and two in the SAC North, and 6-3 overall. Kevin Tringali's team had a hard-fought victory on Friday night. First chance we had a chance to see the Tribe, and the Lady Indians scuffled with Bangor for 3-plus quarters. Was able to tie the game and send it to overtime, and then went on to win 50-44 over the visiting Vikings. As Jocelyn Silva had a rough night in terms of shooting from the free throw line and from the floor, but as Coach Tringali said afterwards, she has the shooter's mentality of very short-term memory and willing to take up shot, keep shooting even when the shot is not falling, which it wasn't for her on Friday night. She ended up with 15 points to lead the Indians' effort. Kaylee Garris had a season high of 12 in that game. And 11 points for Morgan Bush. Although she turned an ankle, she'll try to give it a go tonight for Saugatuck, and she's been the go-to girl, the only returning starter for the Tribe this season. Saugatuck also got a good game from Grace Peterson. She equaled her season high with 6 points against Bangor, but really played a very solid game on both ends of the floor. Very gutty player, very much a strong character player, and something we had not seen from Grace for the last couple of years. But now, as a senior, she's really developed into doing some of the tough things that you need to have done on the floor: getting the defensive stop, making the steal, sinking the clutch basket, and we were real impressed with Grace Peterson's play in that second half against the Bangor Vikings. Saugatuck and Fenville, as we mentioned, they won on each other's home court last year in the regular season. Saugatuck winning in Fenville 38-20 behind 20 points from Erica Fuller. But Fenville came back 37-27 to snap a 9-game Saugatuck win streak in the series here at Saugatuck High. And the two teams met the same districts in Fenville, and Saugatuck took that one 40-35 behind 18 points from Erica Fuller. Megan Phillips, who is back for Fenville, led the way with 10 points in that contest. Goebbels leads the SAC North, though, in girls basketball, and the Lady Tigers have been Tigers certainly this year, 9-0 and 5-0 in the SAC North. And as we mentioned during our call, the boys game, it's a very limited slate. Of course, these games tonight, plus games between Harlan Christian and East Grand Rapids, are makeups from postponements last month because of the weather. And they are the only games being played tonight along the lakeshore and in the SAC. The doubleheader here in Saugatuck between Fenville and the Indians, while the boys of East Grand Rapids, the Pioneers, and Maroons are playing at the Civic Center, and the girls are playing out in EGR. Tomorrow night, full slate of activity across the league and along the Lake Shore. And we'll have the games between Marcellus and Saugatuck. Boys first, girls second. We'll be on the air at 5:10 tomorrow night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. You know, Greg Channel will be at Sealand West High School for the boys' game between the Ducks and visiting West Catholic. And that game will be on the air at 6:40 on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. When we come back, we'll get this game started. We'll get the starting lineups with the rest of the crowd here. We've had a good crowd make the trip to Saugatuck tonight. Many have left because of the boys' game being the featured attraction, but a lot are staying to watch the girls do battle in this M89 Derby. We'll get the starting lineups. We'll get this one started between Fenville and Saugatuck next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. We want to remind you that Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck School staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. McLennan's being introduced for the two schools. And we take a look first at the Blackhawks. They're doing the alternating introductions, and we got to get the starters here. Those of you who are familiar with our broadcast logistics here at Saugatuck High, we're across the court from the scorer's table and on the mezzanine, so we have a very good view of the entire action. We can see the entire floor in front of us, but it does cramp us a little bit in terms of getting information from the scorer's table, and to quickly get that information to you, we really have to sort of plan our trip accordingly, because it takes about 5 minutes to get down and back in time. So, and we don't really have any relayers to assist us here. So let's get the starters now for visiting Fenville. No heights or weights given by the Fenville Blackhawks. They don't want to tip their hand as to how big their players are or what classes they are. So we're just going to give them names. It'll be Madison Van Howe and Sydney DeYoung, Megan Phillips, Brianna Rogers, Stephanie Fuller, the five on the floor for the Blackhawks. Saugatuck will have Jocelyn Silver, the 5'2 senior, along with Christina Moore, the 5'7 senior in the backcourt, Kaylee Garris, the 5'9 junior, Grace Peterson, the 5'11 senior at the forwards, and Morgan Bush, the 6'2 senior at center, junior, I should say, at center. So Bush will jump it up against Megan Phillips. She easily wins the tip, and we're underway of the girls' game. Saugatuck and their home whites moving left to right. Megan Bush in the right corner against the black clad Fenville Blackhawks. His Silver, runner in the lane, one-hander, no. Rebound snatched away by Madison Van Howe, or Maddie Van Howe, as she likes to be called. And we get our first turnover as the ball goes through the hands into Morgan Bush. Bush in the lane. Jumper off the glass, no. Rebound put back up by Garris, no, but she'll draw contact and a foul. A lot of turnovers, which unfortunately is the lot in life. And the foul will go against Brianna Rogers. That's her first. And the first for the Blackhawks tonight. So foul line right will be Kaylee Garris. And the first one spins out. No good. One more coming for Kaylee. That one rainbows in. First point of the game goes to Kaylee Garris and the Saugatuck Indians. 1-0 Saugatuck with the lead, and so we get a point off of that one. Quickly in the front court for Fenville is Stephanie Fuller. Deflected. She has to recover back in the midcourt area. Saugatuck in the man-to-man. Left side inside the arc. Megan Phillips, her jumper back of the rim. No good. Rebound snatched away. More for Saugatuck. 7:06 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck with a 1-0 lead. Peterson, left side Moore. Between the rings, Bush. Bush has an opening, takes it to the basket. Banks it up, bangs it in. First two for Morgan. Indians lead 3-0. Three-quarter court pressure that gave Banger all sorts of fits on Friday night. Being employed by Saugatuck. And we get our second turnover as the ball is thrown by Sydney DeYoung into the last.